The afterlife. When the end of life comes, and a man goes out of it like a candle in the wind, what then happens depends upon his character, his prevailing consciousness, his preparedness, and his last thoughts. With death, consciousness takes on a new condition, but does not pass into mere emptiness, is not crumbled away with the fleshly brain into dust. No, it survives, because it is the real being of a man. We have not come from oblivion. All our past is present in our characters, capacities, and tendencies. Therefore, we shall not go into oblivion. There is no death, only a change of state. It is not annihilation that we ought to fear, for that will not happen, but rather the evil in our own self, and the pain that follows in the train of that evil, as a shadow follows a man in the sunlight. Death is the great revealer in that vivid but dreamlike experience which follows it. Each man is shown what he has really done with his earth life, what he should have done with it, and what he failed to do with it. The entity which lives in the spirit world after death is the same ego that dwelt on earth, emanating from and sustained by the same over-self. In this relationship, they are still distinct and separate entities, even though as intimately connected as parent and offspring. The student has learned that the death of the body is extrinsic to the consciousness, which lives on unchanged in itself. But when death claims the body of someone he loves, his faith will be put to test. At such a time, he must remember that the loved one has actually evolved to a more highly developed phase of life. A life that is not directed towards this higher goal, a mind that is entirely uninterested in becoming a participant in the over-self consciousness, these failures will silently censure a man, both during his bodily tenancy and his post-mortem existence. For those who have made sufficient progress with the quest, death is not a frightening experience. Once the exit from the body has been made, the rest is pleasant and peaceful.